Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
I'm George Walker. As the Cardinal Stage Company's rounding third opens in the tightly packed Rose Fire Bay, Don, John Armstrong, a veteran Little League coach, is enjoying a beer, occasionally consulting a battered clipboard and looking at his watch. Michael, not Mike, and never Mikey, Jay Hample, a new assistant coach, joins him at the little table. Don is a playing and coaching veteran with a talented pitching son on the team. Michael's experiences with curling in Canada, and his eyeglass-wearing son has never played organized ball. If images of the Odd Couple with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, or Jack Klugman and Tony Randall come to mind, you're forgiven. This play will take you deeper than either the movie or the TV show. Playwright Richard Dresser actually was a neophyte assistant Little League coach. Rich details from research and his own fledgling experience make for a rich backdrop. Initially, the show is about Don's definition of fun depending on winning, and Michael's hope that fun will come out of the experience. Don still remembers statistics and missed opportunities in games that he played when he was 12. Michael remembers curling parties where everyone had a good time and no one remembers the scores. Eric Gutiel is the stage designer for Rounding Third. There's the limestone block wall for the opening bar, gracefully moving to the right to frame the coach's bench with the fire bay's brick as a backdrop, and a sturdy wire screen to the left. There's a triangle of grass on the floor hinting at the playing field. Occasionally, seats from Don's van are rolled in. And Daniel Perestein contributes a background of baseball play-by-play before the opening and the sounds from the field and the weather on cue. Skylar Delk's lighting works nicely with the weather and the moods of the play. Costume designer Christopher Simonton is responsible for the comfortable baseball look of Don and the just-from-the-office look and gradually more sure appearance of Michael. Props are handled by Corey Hollinger. Stage manager Philip Christensen is in charge of bringing all those elements together. John Armstrong is quite wonderful, always on as the hawk-faced, win-committed, baseball-savvy Don. The game and the team are everything he's thinking about while drinking a beer, painting a house, dreaming a strategy, coaching a runner, or even brushing his teeth. Don is not a smooth character, and Armstrong makes the most of his variety. Jay Hempels handles his Michael with equal skill and opportunities for a bit more variety. His transition from the suit-wearing neophyte to the committed coach is not an easy one, and he shows the steps of all of it. The happy conclusion of Rounding Third for the coaches and fathers of the team is not on the level of the earlier parts, but they're okay, and they're hinted at in the opening scenes. There's a bit of characteristic tension around each. Don is excited about his athletic son having killed in a school musical as a dancer, and that he isn't a bad singer also. Michael, now Mike, well, there's a high fly ball headed toward his eyeglass-wearing son, and a halo-lit Michael is praying. We'll leave that at there. Guest director Matthew Decker moves the action fluidly through both acts. Seats are close to the Rose Fire Bay, and the tension actually gets just a little wearing, but it's worth it. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Rounding Third plays through February 10th. It's as close to baseball as you'll get until the sun shines on spring training. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
One, two.